Romans, Chapter 6. Sermons by Paul C. Jung. Sermon 2. Faith and Life, United with Christ. Romans Chapter 6, Verses 1 through 23. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us, as were baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you. For you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law but under grace? Certainly not. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death, or of obedience leading to righteousness? But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness and of lawlessness leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. What fruit did you have then in the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now having been set free from sin, and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness. And the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Everyone, Romans chapter 6, which we read together today, speaks about how those who believed in the gospel of the water and the Spirit and received the removal of sins should live now. The Apostle Paul is not just giving a moral exhortation here to live a good life, nor is he giving a legalistic command to try not to commit sin. The Apostle Paul is first stating who we are united with. We are those who have been baptized in union with Christ Jesus. We are those who have united with Jesus. Baptism. United with Jesus. Death. And united with Jesus. Resurrection. Therefore, we are no longer those who live as the old man, We are dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Believing this fact is the faith united with Christ. And the life lived by this faith is the life walking in new life. The faith of eating and drinking the flesh and blood of the Lord. When our Lord was on this earth, having the Last Supper with the disciples, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Matthew chapter 26, verse 26. Also, giving the cup, he said, "Drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Matthew chapter 26, verses 27 through 28. Why did the Lord speak of his flesh and blood? The Lord's flesh refers to the physical ministry where he came to this earth in the flesh, was baptized by John the Baptist, and took on all our sins. The Lord's blood refers to the ministry of Jesus, who carried those sins and received judgment on the cross. Therefore, eating and drinking the Lord's flesh and blood is accepting by faith the fact that Jesus took on our sins through the baptism he received from John and paid the price of those sins with blood on the cross. In John chapter 6, verse 54, the Lord said, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." This word does not mean to physically eat Jesus' flesh and drink his blood. It is a word to believe in the work of salvation that Jesus accomplished for us. When Jesus was baptized by John, the sins of our world were passed over to Jesus. When Jesus shed blood on the cross, the judgment of our sins was finished. When Jesus rose again from the dead, new life was given to us. The one who believes this with the heart is the one who eats and drinks the Lord's flesh and blood. Everyone, if you do not have the faith that believes in this gospel word of the water and the Spirit, you have nothing to do with the Lord. Only the one who eats and drinks the flesh and blood spoken by the Lord by faith abides in the Lord. And the Lord also abides in him. Those baptized in union with Christ. The Apostle Paul says, "Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?" Romans chapter 6, verse 3. This word is the center of Romans chapter 6. What does it mean to be baptized in union with Christ Jesus? It is believing that when Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, my sins were also passed over to him. It is believing that Jesus being baptized is not something unrelated to me, but is the very event where he took on my sins. Jesus is the Son of God, who has no sin. But why did he receive the baptism given by John? Why did he hang on the cross? That was to take on our sins. John the Baptist was the representative of mankind, and Jesus took on the sins of the world as the Lamb of God. Therefore, inside Jesus, baptism, the event of our sins being passed over to Jesus, is contained. Inside Jesus, cross, the judgment of those sins is contained. Inside Jesus, resurrection, the new life given to us is contained. Baptism, the cross, and resurrection are the words of the truth of salvation that cannot be separated from each other. The faith of being baptized in union with Christ is the faith that unites with the heart to Jesus, baptism, cross, and resurrection. When the Lord was baptized by John, my sins were also passed over. When the Lord died on the cross, the judgment of my sins was also finished. When the Lord rose again, I also gained new life. Believing like this is the united faith. We are those who died together with the Lord. The Apostle Paul says that we were baptized in union with his death. This means that Jesus' death is our death. Because Jesus took on our sins through baptism. When Jesus died on the cross, our body of sin was also judged together. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. Romans chapter 6, verse 6. Everyone, our old man was crucified together with Jesus. The person who was a slave to sin, the person who was condemned before the law, the person who lived only for his own flesh and greed, died together with the Lord. We still live with a physical body. So sometimes we are weak, sometimes we are lacking, and sometimes the thoughts of the flesh rise up. However, within faith, our old man has died. Sin can no longer rule over us. Sin cannot act as king over us. Because the Lord took on all our sins through baptism and finished those sins on the cross. We must believe this fact. We must not just know it with the head, but unite with the faith that believes with the heart. I am dead to sin. My old man was crucified together with Jesus. Sin can no longer dominate me. We must believe like this. We are those who rose again together with the Lord. The gospel does not end at death. Because Jesus died and rose again, we also gained new life. The Apostle Paul says, "For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection." Romans chapter 6, verse 5. We died together with Jesus, and we are those who rose again together with Jesus. So we came to walk in new life. The purpose for which God saved us is not to make us live as slaves to sin again. It is to make us walk in new life. New life is not just the heart becoming a little good. New life is becoming one who is alive to God. It is a life that can live for the righteousness of God. It is a life that can live for the gospel. It is a life that can live for the work of saving other souls. Therefore, we must look at ourselves newly. We are not the us of the past. We are not slaves to sin. We are children of God. We are workers of righteousness. We are those who have gained new life. We are those whom God has left behind because we are absolutely necessary in this world. We must have this kind of self-esteem. It is not worldly pride, but the self-esteem of faith. I am a child of God. I am one who belongs to Christ. I am a righteous person who received the removal of sins by believing in the gospel of the water and the Spirit. I am a person who must live for the gospel. Only when we have this self-esteem of faith can we demonstrate the power of faith. If we continue to consider ourselves as lowly ones, consider ourselves like sinners of the past, and consider ourselves as the exact same people as worldly people. We cannot live a righteous life. If God has made us honorable, we too must consider ourselves as such by faith. A life walking in new life. The Apostle Paul states the purpose for which Jesus saved us like this. Even so, we also should walk in newness of life. Romans chapter 6, verse 4. What does it mean to walk in new life? It is to no longer live as slaves of sin, but to live as slaves of righteousness. It is to no longer live bound by the thoughts of the flesh, but to live for the righteousness of God. It is to no longer live only for oneself, but to live by faith for the work of saving other souls. Shall we continue in sin because we have received the removal of sins? We cannot. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? We cannot. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Of course, our flesh is not perfect. Our flesh is still weak. Sometimes the heart may waver, and sometimes thoughts may waver. However, the direction must be clear. We must make up our minds. I will live as a slave of righteousness. I will live for the gospel. I will live a life that pleases God. I will live with faith, united with the Lord. We must set our minds like this. A person of faith gets discouraged if they only look at the limits of their own flesh. I cannot do it. I am lacking. I am having a hard time. If we think like this, we cannot move forward. However, looking through the faith united with Christ is different. Lord took on my sins. The Lord killed my old man. The Lord gave me new life. And the Lord will accomplish his work through me. When we have this kind of faith, anticipation arises. What kind of work will the Lord do through me? What kind of gospel fruit will the Lord cause to bear this year? What kind of souls will the Lord save? This kind of expectation of faith arises. Do not present to sin, but present to righteousness. Romans chapter 6 clearly tells us, and do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. Romans chapter 6, verse 13. Our body is an instrument. Our mouth is an instrument. Our hands are instruments. Our feet are instruments. And our time, material possessions, and talents are also instruments. Our lives are determined by where we present these instruments. If presented to sin, they become instruments of unrighteousness. If presented to God, they become instruments of righteousness. In the past, we presented our members to impurity and lawlessness. We lived as slaves of sin. But now, we must present them as slaves to righteousness leading to holiness. We must present our mouths to preaching the gospel. We must present our hands to serving God's work. We must present our feet to seeking out souls. We must present our hearts to the work of the church and the gospel. We must present our lives to God. This is not something we do to receive salvation. It is something we do because we have already received salvation. It is not that we should live righteously to receive the removal of sins. It is that we should live as slaves of righteousness with gratitude because we have already received the removal of sins. Faith united with Christ also unites with the direction of the church. Everyone, faith united with Christ does not end as a solitary faith. A person united with the Lord also unites with the church, which is the body of the Lord. They also unite with the gospel work that pleases the Lord. They also join by faith with the direction in which the church preaches the gospel. God's work is not done by human tricks, trying to move people with one's own thoughts, and trying to put God's servants and saints under oneself with one's own plans is evil. God's work is done by faith. It is entrusting it to God, following the Lord's will, and uniting with the direction the Lord leads. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. If God wants to save the souls of the whole world through the gospel of the water and the Spirit, we must unite with that faith. If God wants to save others through us, we must present ourselves to that work. It seems like we are doing God's work, but in reality, the Lord is doing the Lord's work. We are instruments. The Lord works within us. Therefore, when we live by faith in the word of God's righteousness, we experience God's blessings. We receive spiritual blessings, receive the physically necessary blessings, and become those who benefit more people. He who knows his identity lives a blessed life. A person who has received the removal of sins must know their identity. Who are we? We are children of God. We belong to Christ. We are workers of God's righteousness. We are righteous people who have received the removal of sins by believing in the gospel of the water and the Spirit. We are those who have gained eternal life. If we do not know this fact, we will live a lowly life. We will consider ourselves exactly the same as worldly people, consider ourselves like sinners of the past, and live looking only at the things of the flesh. However, a person who knows their identity lives differently. The children of a king must live like the children of a king. The children of God must live like the children of God. The righteous must live like the righteous. Those who have gained new life must walk in new life. Everyone, there is no one as blessed as us. There is no one as rich as us. There is no one as honorable as us. The money and power that worldly people have do not elevate us. The fact that God saved us from sin and gave us eternal life makes us the most honorable. Who can be like us? Who can be like us who have received the removal of sins by believing in the gospel of the water and the Spirit and have become children of God? Therefore, we must live with the self-esteem of faith. Do not envy the world. Do not be discouraged by looking only at your own flesh, but live holding on to the blessings of new life and eternal life given by the Lord. The end of those who have gained eternal life is blessed. The Apostle Paul speaks like this at the end of Romans chapter 6, "But now having been set free from sin, and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness." And the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans chapter 6, verses 22 through 23. The wages of sin is death. If you present yourself to sin, the end is death. The fruit gained when living as a slave of sin is only shame. However, he who has presented himself to God gains the fruit leading to holiness, and its end is eternal life. We are those who have already received eternal life. This eternal life was not gained by our deeds. It is the gift of God. It is a gift given in Jesus Christ. It is the grace received by believing in Jesus, baptism, cross, and resurrection. Therefore, he who has received eternal life must live like one who has received eternal life. We must not present ourselves to sin, but present ourselves to God. We must not live for perishable things, but live for the eternal kingdom of God. We must not only chase the dreams of the flesh, but walk in the new life given by the Lord. Let us live with faith, united with Christ. Beloved everyone, we are those who have been baptized united with Christ. When Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, all our sins were passed on to him. When Jesus died on the cross, our old man also died together with him. When Jesus rose from the dead, we also gained new life. Therefore, we are dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Now we must live by this faith. We must live like those who have eaten and drunk the Lord's flesh and blood by faith. We must walk in new life. We must present our members as instruments of righteousness to God. We must unite with the work of the church and the gospel. We must know our identity and live with the self-esteem of faith. We are lacking, but the Lord is perfect. We are weak, but the Lord holds us. We seem to be nothing, but if we live with faith, united with the Lord, God saves many souls through us. Everyone, let us discard the cursed thoughts of the flesh. Let us discard the thoughts of the old man. Rather than the thought, I cannot do it, let us have the faith that the Lord does it. Rather than the thought, I am lacking, let us have the faith that the Lord has made me live in new life. Let us live with faith united with Christ. Let us live with faith united with the Lord's baptism, cross, and resurrection. Let us live as slaves of righteousness. Let us live for the gospel. Let us live like those who have gained eternal life. God has liberated us from sin and made us slaves to God. Now, I hope that all of us become blessed saints who bear the fruit leading to holiness and enjoy the glory of eternal life, which is its end. Amen.